This is Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. All 25 members of the Consumer Advisory Board for the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau were fired and the board disbanded, though there are claims it will be reconstituted later by the acting director. House Speaker Paul Ryan joined other lawmakers in contradicting President Trump's assertions of a broad conspiracy by federal law enforcement, saying the FBI did nothing wrong in using a confidential informant to contact members of the Trump campaign as it investigated its ties to Russia. Giving Well USA Foundation reports that of the $390 billion Americans gave to charity in 2016, $280 billion came from individual donors. Of this, $120 billion went to religious organizations and $60 billion to universities. San Francisco voters turned back a $12 million ad blizzard to ban the selling of flavored tobacco products, including vaping liquids. Native Americans, who account for 10.5% of New Mexico's population, did not get full citizenship until 1924. Results of the California primary election for seats in Congress indicate that the Democrats could still be on track for a wave election to gain control of the House of Representatives in the fall, though candidates on the left with Bernie Sanders' support did not fare particularly well. Department of Education has halted debt relief after a federal magistrate ruled that the department had violated Federal Privacy Act rules for beleaguered students while trying to get earnings data. System being challenged as arbitrary and illegal is the DeVos formula for debt relief for students ripped off by for-profit colleges. Researchers using California hospital data found that medical shocks due to hospitalization triggered 4% of all bankruptcies, but that missed work caused by illness was often a bigger contributor to financial difficulties than medical bills themselves. Chinese investors drove an estimated $100 billion in property sales outside of China in 2016 in the U.S., according to a Chinese real estate site. For low-wage workers between 1979 and 2016, pay adjusted for inflation for the bottom fifth of Americans barely rose at all. Globally, about $4 billion worth of used clothes crossed borders in 2016, with 70% coming from Europe and North America. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.